Pacific Mode, Phil Hendry.
And welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're here each and every night until the aforementioned times. We're online, our video cast every night on philhendryshow.com. So right now we have a live video feed from the El Pacifico Studios here where we've had rain and we've had weather, but nothing anywhere near what a great many of you guys have to suffer, especially these months of the year, the springtime. The spring is crazy, and the flooding that is the result of the snowpacks melting, the tornadoes. We get into the hurricane season. You know, I tell you, we've got some bad weather in California, but nothing like it is here. Joining us this hour is going to be Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police to talk about that. Later on in the hour, we have Margaret Gray with her update on Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. We also have Debbie Daly from Public Radio to talk a little bit more about the Ann Romney situation. If you want a backstage pass, which will afford you the opportunity to watch our live streaming video cast each and every night, if you'd like to take advantage of our thousands of hours of archived material, if you want to take advantage of commenting on our news feed, if you want to check out the sundry other things we have there for you, including our webisodes, including our video and audio rants, including just a whole potpourri of things, get a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry website at philhendryshow.com. It's a very affordable, it's the best way to spend your money on a subscription site on the internet. All right, Jay Santos from the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us here tonight to give us a little background on the weather in the Midwest. The story here, Jay, and, you know, we are just, we don't want anybody to panic or anything, but here's the story is that a severe storm threatens to bring tornadoes to a vast swath of the Midwestern United States, according to forecasters for this weekend. States ranging from Texas to Minnesota have been put on alert, with tornado experts saying storms on Saturday could be a life-threatening event. So they've got a situation there.
They do, Phil, and you know, we're going to do everything we can, Citizens Auxiliary Police and certainly the associated auxiliary police agencies in these particular states to help people as much as we can. But I don't think that there should be any panic. I have, along with members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police here and our subcommanders, and, of course, the Gopher Battalion in Minnesota and elsewhere, we have a printed pamphlet, and it's online on our website for people what to do in the event of a tornado.
Now, you're based in California, and what is your information, and where do you get your information on safety?
Well, what we do is we use a pretty much a common-sense approach to health and safety when it comes to tornadoes. I think using common sense is what separates our Citizens Auxiliary Police, rules and sort of guidelines, if you will, Phil. It's sort of what separates us, I think, from the average, safety expert. We've got a track record with the earthquakes here in California, where they were saying, for instance, Phil, you know, you better get an earthquake kit, better get an earthquake kit. Well, I'll tell you something, Phil. Right after they said go get an earthquake kit, we haven't had an earthquake that bad.
And you're talking about the Northridge quake.
Yes, exactly. I'm talking about the early 1994 Northridge quake. Everybody went out and got an earthquake kit. Guess what? We haven't had an earthquake like that since. What we said was, take your time, don't panic. You can put together an earthquake kit, but you don't have to run right out and get it done, because that big earthquake we just had, it stands to reason there's not going to be another big one for a long time.
Now, when you say it stands to reason, what is the science behind that? Because you can't really give people that to go on, can you?
I think you can, Phil, and it is one of the I think, hallmarks of the Citizens Auxiliary Police and what Major Elvis Newton founded our organization on, which was to always use common sense first. Sure, there's a lot of statistics, and there's an awful lot of noise out there. It's what the CIA and people who work in intelligence gathering, and I, you know, without going too much into it, I've had some experience working in that field. We used to call it noise. Noise is just a lot of noise. It's exactly what it is, just noise.
And yeah, but you can't say that. Well, I mean, being, you know what I'm saying, having an earthquake kit, put it together, have it ready, and which I imagine is many of the safety standards, safety steps that you take for an earthquake, you're going to want to take in some form for tornadoes, although maybe in a different way.
Well, first of all, Phil, I don't want to be funny, but you have a tornado kit, and the tornado hits your house, you don't have a tornado kit.
No, I understand that.
So, you're absolutely right. You have to do a different thing. But, you know, what we're saying is basically this. Don't panic for the tornadoes that are coming that they say, and let me underline that word say, because, again, we're dealing with weathermen. And if you know anything about weathermen, and I know you do, I think we've all had our experience with a weatherman. Again, with all due respect, a lot of these guys just, yeah, it's just, there's the bullseye, and it's about the size of a beach ball, and they throw the dart through the door, you know, every time. So,
but aren't we talking about a time?
Just let me finish this thought, and then I do want to feel your question, Phil. The weatherman is a long-standing individual in the mentality of Americans and people all over the planet. The weatherman is someone who is an eternal disappointment, I think, to all of us, a bitter disappointment, because he can say something, and it may not be important to you, it may not be important to me, but it's important to that young lady who's going to stand out there and wait for a bus in the morning to go to her job. And she's standing there in a short skirt, and she's got a tank top on or what have you, and she's got her exposed arm, she's got her sunglasses already, and it dumps a foot of snow on her. Now, that may be funny to you, it may be funny to me, but that's not funny to her. That's what I mean about the weatherman, constantly blowing it. On the other hand...
Are you saying that the weatherman's going to be wrong about the tornadoes this weekend?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, don't be surprised, though, if everyone runs out of town, gets away from where they think, okay, and there's no tornado, and you're hundreds of miles away from your home, or you may be 50 miles from you, 70 miles from you, and looters, and these are people, Phil, that we have to keep in mind, looters are going to, descend on the houses anyway, knowing that people aren't there. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if looting's going to take place and there is no tornado, and the homeowners are gone, it's going to make a looter is going to have an easier time.
Well, I doubt seriously whether you're going to see looting. First of all, you're talking about a part of the country where, parts of the country which are not that populous. The people there know each other. They protect each other. They take care of each other. I don't think looting.
You make a good point, but I'm just saying.
And plus, I don't see looting taking place if there's no tornado.
Yes, but if people have left town in a panic because a weatherman, who I just told you about, is the guy that told that young lady to go ahead and put on a sunglass and a short skirt, and now she's standing out there with a foot of snow on top of her.
I wanted to comment on that, okay?
No, but that's the same guy that says that there's going to be tornadoes this weekend, so you better wash out. And you leave your home, now you got a looter.
Well, that's what I'm. I don't think you're. I don't know that that's the case. But here, look at.
Well, Phil, my job is to save lives. I'm the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm not trying to tell you how to be a talk show host, but my job is to save lives. And so what we do is we take a look, we assess the situation, we make our preliminary report, we let the chips fall where it may. If the report is thrown back in our faces, the report's thrown back in our faces. And if what we say comes true, they're going to walk back into that man's office on Monday morning and say, why didn't you listen to me? Why didn't you listen to me?
Well, I'm hopeful that you're wrong. We haven't heard your prediction.
Well, I'm saying that if there's no tornadoes, don't be shocked. And I'm saying, there are ways of dealing with tornadoes. Like I said, a weatherman is going to say whatever it is that the government wants him to say. Because there is an agenda there. There's an agenda there. And the weatherman's going to say whatever the government wants him to say, because they got an agenda. But I'm telling you...
What would the agenda be of a weatherman?
You can laugh if you want, Phil, but they have an agenda. The weatherman wants you to leave your home. The weatherman wants you to do what he wants you to do. If you see a tornado, I can tell you right now, using the common sense steps of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, you can stand in one place, stay right where you are, and there's a very good chance you're going to survive. And you didn't move, you didn't do nothing.
Well, a lot of people have their storm shelters.
That's right. On the other hand, if you stay where you are, you could die. So you got to play the percentages.
All right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we have him on tonight to talk about the threat of this weather in the Midwest, where they say there will be or could be or possibly, you know, an outbreak of twisters. It possibly an outbreak of twisters given the weather. And Jay is saying that take it all with a grain of salt. The weatherman is the same guy that has blown weather reports before. And I want to get back into it, just talk to him about this whole idea of the safety steps. Of what they're recommending, one of which is just to stay put. Our number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're talking here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. The other thing is, whether he's ever been through any tornadoes or not, I don't know. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil and Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us talking about the possibility of tornadoes in the Midwest this weekend. And, of course, the question I've got to ask you, Jay, have you, I know you're in California, have you ever been in a tornado?
You're asking me I can't hear you, Phil.
I can't hear you either. Jay, are you there?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
Okay, have you ever been in a tornado?
I have never been in a tornado, no. And let me just tell you why that's neither here nor there. I'm sure that it is a frightening experience. I would not for a minute discount the experience of somebody who's been in a tornado, but you don't have to be in a tornado I can tell you this much, Phil. I've seen footage of tornadoes. I've seen a lot of footage of tornadoes. And what I have determined, as well as Major Elvis Newton and others here at the Citizens Auxiliary Police, what we do is I've determined that the people that have been in tornadoes and have come up with their, you know, plans of attack, I think they're probably going about it the wrong way. I don't know why they say what they say.
Well, they've been through it.
I understand they've been through it, but there is a perspective to be had when you are very calmly, when you've been able to assemble the material, as we have, myself and other members of Citizens Auxiliary Police, and very calmly sit down in a conference room and assemble this material, and you've got a monitor, you've got a disc player or videotape machine, and you're watching it very carefully, and you are looking at people. Some of the tornado footage that I've seen, Phil, is... it would be amusing if it wasn't so, you know, in a lot of ways tragic. But you see people running like a bunch of, you know, a bunch of chickens, you know, with the head, you know, running all over the place. And you're a little bit embarrassed for them.
So what is your advice?
Well, the advice is that if you just stay in one place, just stand there instead of running around where you've got people are going to put you on television tonight. And the last thing anybody's going to see of you is you running back and forth in front of the camera, and then your house is gone, and you're gone. And you look a little silly, and not that that's anything to be concerned with. But what I am saying is this. When you calmly, as we did with Citizens Auxiliary Police, sit down in a conference room and review the videotape footage that we have of tornadoes, what we see, it's very clear to me that all these people just blew it, and the Weather Service blew it. And a lot calmer activities were indicated.
All right, but I mean, I think we should state, for the record, you've never actually been or seen a tornado.
Well, that's not correct, Phil.
No, but you've reviewed a lot of them on videotape. But
well, yes, I have very calmly reviewed a lot of them on videotape, very calmly seen a lot of them on videotape, on disc.
All right, 877-876-7445 with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, who says that based upon the CAP's reviewing of tornadoes, there's an awful lot of bad advice being given by safety people. Here is Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
You know, Mr. Santos, I kind of agree with you in a way. The most important thing people can do when they're facing a potential natural disaster is to evaluate their situation, their structure, then make a decision then. Whenever Rita was supposed to Houston, and I think that was probably about 5 years ago, the whole city evacuated. There was so much disaster on the highways and congestion. I mean, we had buses where they caught on fire, where a bunch of elderly folks burned to death. We had people dying and getting dehydrated on the highway and stop-and-go traffic. When the next hurricane hit...
Was this a mail or a tornado?
No, this was a hurricane. Hurricane. Over here on the Gulf.
Hurricane Rita in Houston, right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then I can't remember what the hurricane was that just, you know, went right through Galveston. And
the one that you're talking about is Hurricane Rita. The only one I remember is they talked about one called Katrina.
That's 2005. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was it?
Were you in Hurricane? Did you ever see Hurricane Katrina? Did you see that one?
No, I didn't. I didn't see that one.
Okay, that one. You're talking about Rita. I don't know what happened there. Sounds to me like the weather forecast just blew it. Right? You're saying everybody evacuated and they didn't need to do it, so there was no hurricane.
No, there was
a
hurricane. Right?
Hurricane. There was a hurricane. Uh-huh. It actually hit in the Beaumont area. I had a friend that stayed in Beaumont until the hurricane shifted over there. He called me down in East Texas, and he was running from the hurricane. I told him to come back down to Houston, you know, to a western way.
Sir.
He lost his whole home and everything. His wife stayed with us for about a month before he even rebuilt the structure.
Well, at least his family was okay.
Right. Wait, this was in a place called Beaumont. What's B-A-L-L? M-O-N-T.
Beaumont, it's like B-A-U-M-O-N-T.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anyway,
I got to tell you, these weather guys, so what did you do? I mean, the first thing I'm going to do is go to the weather service and say, I don't know who you guys think you're kidding, and I don't know what you think you're trying to pull, but we just had a bus burn up out here on Highway 10 because you asses told us to leave town. Now, what did you all do there in Houston?
I, you know, you really can't blame the bus fire on the weather people. But on the same hand, too, I said, you have to evaluate the situation and make a decision then. You know, if you live in a small structure that's not up to date with the codes and stuff, it would be in your best.
And this was in Beaumont.
No, it was not in. It was Beaumont, is what he's saying.
It was in Beaumont.
It was in Houston, Texas.
I will say this, Steve, is. I've been involved in safety and precaution for my entire life, and I'll tell you something right now. You know, first of all, kudos to you, sir, and everyone in Houston for, adapting to the situation. But you got a weather bureau down there that cooked a whole busload of old people.
No. That's not what he's saying.
I understand. I know what you guys want to be. You know, you want to be nice about it, but I'm telling you right now. Who's your main weather person in Houston, Steve, on a TV channel down there? Have you got one guy that you watch on TV? Like we used to have here in L.A. a guy named Dr. Fishback. Who you got?
You know, I can't remember their names.
I would say it was like a Dr. Fishback. I say, Dr. Fishback, you just set fire to a bunch of old people. How do you feel now?
No, you're not going to do that. No.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen. It wasn't the weather people's fault. It was just faulty, equipment on the bus, you know.
Well, I understand. They wouldn't have been on that bus. They wouldn't have been on that bus, and they wouldn't have been on Interstate 10 due east or due west. I know the area had some smartass at the Weather Channel, and all he's trying to do is, hit on.
Okay.
I think they want to prepare the public and everything too, but. Kudos to them. They're doing the best job they can, but you have to evaluate your situation. I think
that's very, very true, Steve. Absolutely. And you have to always, you can't beat the first-person perspective on any situation, Steve. Thank you very much for your call. Why do you say what you say?
I'm just telling you, Phil, these people with the Weather Channel and these weather forecasters who think that they are like news anchors, and they're really not. They're killing people. They're killing people because they think they're some. They think they're a movie star. So,
all right, we're going to come back here with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on this weekend's prediction of tornadoes in the Midwest and what to do. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876 Phil. 877-876-7445.
Phil Henry.
I tell you that right now.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, as we get into the second half hour here with Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we're talking about this the weekend of weather, Jay, that they say will mean tornadoes.
That's correct. That's right.
Okay. When you come on here and you talk about how you've never really had any practical experience with tornadoes yourself because you guys are based primarily in California, and you don't have any real experience with that kind of weather, how do you... You know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, Phil. I think it's a misnomer to say that I have to have some sort of experience with tornadoes, because look at the job, the people that do have experience with tornadoes.
Well, you know, that last guy that was on the phone is a great example of that. That poor man was trying to say it was a bad job done by people in Houston, but not necessarily the weatherman.
Well, but what he did say was, the weatherman said, oh, yeah, there's going to be a tornado. Or not a tornado.
Yeah, he said a hurricane. It was Hurricane Rita.
All right, Hurricane Rita. And we're going to have a hurricane, and you better do this, and you better do that. And you can well imagine what it sounded like in the city of Houston and the surrounding areas. And so what did people do? They did the logical thing. They got in their cars. They piled onto the freeways. They tried to get out of town. There was a massive traffic jam. And then this situation he described of a bus, burning, it's like old people that got burned up.
And well, you're saying that that's the weatherman's fault, you know.
Well, who told him to get out of town that way? I mean, you got...
Well, is it his fault to say we're going to have a hurricane? There was a hurricane.
There was a hurricane. But it wasn't a hurricane that you had to get in your car and like a bat out of hell, like something out of Panic. I don't know if you ever seen a Panic in the Year Zero, where you got everybody... on a road. And have you seen Panic in the Year Zero, Phil?
If I seen Panic in the what?
Did you ever see Panic in the Year Zero?
Panic in the Year Zero, no.
All right. Panic in the Year Zero is a film about a fictitious A-bomb that goes off in L.A. You have all of these cars that are jamming the freeway. Ray Milland has to pull a stick up to feed his family. He's a decent man. But he had to go into a store and steal a rifle,
I don't see what that has to do with what we're talking about.
Panic in Year Zero.
Panic in the Year Zero. It's a movie.
Yes. Ray Milland has full stick up. Now, the reason why I say Ray Milland, he generally played characters that were very sympathetic. And yet here's a man who's a father. And
I understand what you're talking to me about. Panic, is that what you mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I still don't see how you blame that on the weatherman. That's the only thing I'm trying to say. Now, when we talk about the tornadoes and the fact you don't have any practical experience with tornadoes, but you've seen a lot of videotape.
That is exactly correct, Phil. We have collected at Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I do want to return to your point, by the way, about the bus fire and what Panic did.
And well, we're just moving along now to the tornadoes, if you don't mind.
All right, but we have collected at the Citizens Auxiliary Police thousands of hours of film and videotape of a tornado. And there have been a lot of them, and we've analyzed them. And we've done something that most of these weather people and people that live in the Midwest have never done. They haven't sit back and look at the videotape record because they're too frightened and too traumatized by it. But because we come from California, and we don't really have the same fear of tornadoes that they would have because we can sit and very clinically look at them.
And what do you get from your clinical analysis?
that you should, first of all, the first thing I saw is they're really big.
Yeah, they're really big.
And that you should stay put, because there's a 50-50 chance that even if it hits you, even if it hits you and lifts you into the air, or picks your house up with you in it, like, for instance, that ridiculous movie that everyone, that movie, what do you call that, Gleason? The Wizard of Oz, if you ever saw that.
Yeah?
What?
Are you trying to tell me that you've got stuff?
No, I'm just telling you, in Wizard of Oz, the house went up, she went down, she lived.
50% chance of it, huh? Let me get to a phone call here. I got Debbie Daly, who's on the line.
Wait a minute, I'm not, Phil, I think what you're doing is you're blowing off some of the stuff that I wanted to say to you about this, because we have done...
Hold on for a minute. Debbie Daly is with us from New York City tonight. She is the host of Daly's Daily, a morning show on public radio, and Debbie is the first, and as far as we know, the only hearing-impaired radio host on in America, and she joins us on our newsmaker line. Debbie, how are you doing?
I don't feel like doing wrong again tonight. I'm ringing him,
Is that like Mary Ballin?
Okay, she said I'm not Mary Madeline, but I do admire her. She's not Mary Madeline, who is the...
The lady that was married to James Carvel.
No, that's not Mary Madeline. Mary Madeline is the actress. Mary Madeline, I think, Madeline. Mary Madeline is a wonderful actress. She was nominated for Children of a Lesser God. Did you see that one?
I do not think I did, unless it was one that my wife dragged me to. I don't mean that by for any, I don't mean to be insulted or nothing like that.
Well, it was a very good movie, and you'd probably appreciate it. You'd really love her performance.
That's great. So, who's Mary Madeline?
Mary Madeline's married to James Carvel.
Right, that's what I said. So James Carvel and whose family, he's the heir to the ice cream fortune.
And no, he's got nothing to do with the ice cream fortune. What do you mean? You talking about Carvel ice cream?
No, Phil, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, there's no problem. I understand what you're saying.
How do you know what she's saying?
Phil, I'm in the Citizens Auxiliary Police. I mean, we talked to... Yeah, forgive me for saying this, but we have to, we pick a lot of retards up off the street all the time. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you that.
She's not mentally disabled, okay? We're talking about someone who's hearing impaired.
Well, all right, I'm sorry, but we do, I apologize, Ms. Daly, I really do. I sound like I got something in my mouth? Ma'am, did I insult you that way? Yeah, but I didn't say you. You sound like you got your lips wrapped around something.
I didn't hear her say that.
Yes, she did. She just said, "Well, I don't have a speech impediment, man. I'm originally from Western Pennsylvania, and we swallow our owls." You hear that? I bet you that's not all you swallow.
Yeah, well, you asked for it, okay?
I didn't ask for anything. All I'm trying to do, Phil, is give information on a tornado. Ma'am, I don't like being called a dumbass.
Look, the audience doesn't know what's being said, so let me interpret, if you don't mind.
All right.
She said, you're not informing anybody, you dumbass.
All right. I apologize, Ms. Daly, for saying that you were retarded. And yes, I do. I apologize to all of the people who are disabled. I didn't mean to say that. I apologize as well for saying that, that I'm giving out tornado information. I've never been a tornado.
She's been through a tornado. Let me tell you something. It just so happens the tornado that I was in, it happened to me the way it happened to Judy Garland.
Right. So your house got picked up?
It would got picked up and it was carried 5 miles.
Then what happened?
It was dropped on the ground.
Well, I figure it was dropped on the ground because the tornadoes got in. But was you alive?
I guess I was alive. Who do you think you're talking to right now?
Yeah, well, no. What I'm saying is, were you injured or anything?
Same thing that happened to Judy Garland. I had a bump on the head.
Is that right? Did you develop a pill addiction, too, later in life? I mean, everything was a shit.
How dare you talk to me that... Look, don't insult. Let's just get information.
Well, everything with this woman, you know, Judy Garland this, Judy Garland that. I know you admire Judy Garland very much. It doesn't mean you got to walk in her footsteps and copy everything she does. Let me ask you this. Did you ever marry Vincent Minnelli?
Oh, come on, will you? This is getting stupid. What do you want to say, Debbie? And Jay, just be quiet. What do you want to say? Yes, I'm talking to you. I know you're Debbie Daly, the host of Public Radio. What did I do wrong? I'm talking to a woman who's disabled. She's a woman, and I'm talking to her in a harsh way. I could sue you. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry, okay? Okay, Jay Santos is not doing anybody a service by telling people to just stand there in the middle of a tornado. If you stand there, you could get picked up like I was and thrown around in a house.
The biggest load of crap. Yes, I am calling you a liar. You tell me your house got picked up and you...
Look at Debbie, thank you, and I agree. And as far as your own personal experience having your house picked up and, you know... You know, you're not a BS artist. I just...
I think she's a BS artist. I think she's the Banksy of BS. That's what I said, the Banksy of BS. Go ahead.
She wants to use it on her show. That's great, Debbie. Okay, thanks a lot. It's Debbie Daly, folks, with Daly's Daily, the Banksy of BS, every morning on Public Radio. Bye. God. And get rid of him, will you?
Jay?
Yes. All right, just remember, folks, no matter what happens this weekend, keep your ear to the weather service, those of you who are in the weather-affected areas. And you guys know what to do. Be smart, be safe, help your neighbors, help yourselves, and stay close to the radio. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back. Our news and information hour is coming up as well. Margaret Gray is going to join us here on Brad and Angelina coming up.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Back here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, here live from the El Pacifico, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We have on the line with us Margaret Gray. We're going to get her up here in just a moment to talk about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, but want to remind you that you can be a backstage pass holder by simply going to our website and signing up. Get a backstage pass. You can get a backstage pass for the month. You can get one for 6 months. You can get one for the whole year, but you have access to all that RM, the Phil Henry Show, including our nightly video cast. What is that hanging from my mouth, bud?
Did you wipe?
What do you mean, did I wipe? It's just a shadow. It looks like it was chilly or something.
Yeah, but I'm falling with chilly, but I'm saying...
Well, say something, man.
I don't want to be rude.
Rude? If I'm sitting here... What do you mean chilly? I didn't eat any chilly. I'm on a big-time diet here, man.
Yeah, you're eating all rabbit food and everything like that.
You want to call it rabbit food, friend, but I've lost a hell of a lot of weight here in the last... Let's see, what's today, the 13th? Started it on the 19th, almost a month, man. We're coming up on a month, and it's going to be close to 20 pounds. All right, here is Margaret Gray joining us from... Margaret, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well, and congratulations on the diet. I had no idea.
Yeah, I think this is going to work.
And what method are you using?
I'm doing calorie counting.
Oh, you have to be careful of that, because you know the blood sugar.
Well, you're absolutely right. You tend to, especially in the early days of a diet, you tend to use up all your calories early in the day. But, you know, I'm fine.
And what did you have for dinner tonight, if you don't mind me asking you?
I had a protein shake.
And what was in it?
It was banana and protein powder and strawberries.
Yay.
That's not very masculine, is it? It's
okay, well, that's what I had.
I'm only kidding you, Phil. I say good luck to you. I really hope it's successful for you. Because I've seen pictures of you, Phil, when you were much slimmer. And I'll tell you, if I was a young woman again, wait a minute, you're almost my age.
That's right.
All right, so if we were both young.
Yeah, if we were both young again, it would. Anyway.
What are you talking about?
Sending your business bank. Anyway, Phil, the big news today, as I reported in A Little Bird Told Me, and a lot of people I think have probably been seeing the news on TMZ and some of the other entertainment sites. Radar Online had it early, and that is that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are officially engaged. Dateline, this is how I wrote it for my column, Dateline Los Angeles. This is for my column, Phil, so it would say, as reported by Margaret Gray, you know.
Right, Little Bird Told Me.
Yeah, for the Dicklin Syndicate. Dateline Los Angeles, I'm Margaret Gray. Hollywood's hottest couple has made it official, with Brad Pitt proposing to Angelina Jolie. After six children and years of unwedded bliss, a spokeswoman said, yes, it's confirmed, said Pitt's manager, Cynthia Pet Dante. She was talking to People magazine. It's a promise for the future, and their kids are very, very happy. Then I made an editorial comment here. I said, I think it's very, I think it's a little glaring, and it's unnecessary to give yourself three last names when you work in entertainment. And then I went on to write, jeweler Robert Prokop designed...
Oh, whoa, can I interrupt?
Well, I guess you did, didn't you? Can you interrupt?
Can you interrupt? You can't interrupt. You already did interrupt her.
Well, I'm sorry. I you know...
Yes, you did interrupt.
You already interrupted.
Okay, I guess I've interrupted.
What do you want?
Well, Margaret, this is my show, so I'm going to interrupt when I need to.
I understand that, Phil. Oh, boy.
Okay, Tarzan.
Oh, come on, will you? What are you guys on? You got a problem tonight? Do you have an argument? Did he smack you in the car again?
How dare you bring up our... Oh, my God.
All right, look at... Can I ask a question? Or do you have to ask Frank first?
I go my own way, thank you very much, Phil. What's your question?
My question is, why the editorial comment about a woman with three names?
Where's that?
I don't know, some chicken garbage. Where is it here?
I don't remember.
You said, in the middle of this, you're reading the story, and you go, Hollywood's hottest couple, boom, 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 boom. Yes, it's confirmed. Pitt's manager, Cynthia Pet Dante, told People magazine... And then you said, as an editorial comment, I don't see any reason why you should have three last names.
Oh, is it all real funny to you now, Phil?
Well, you said...
Yeah, I remember what I said. The reason why I said that, Phil, is because it was necessary at that moment to say it. It was a very glaring thing that you have to allude to. Otherwise, the audience is sitting there, or the readership is sitting there going, well, what is she going to do?
Yeah, it's like the audience is saying, you know, is he going to comment on this, or is he just going to let it sit there? You know, Phil, if you've ever had a cat, and we had a tomcat, an old tomcat, and her name was Bill, and...
Hold on, Phil. Phil, you know he has gender confusion.
Yeah, I didn't know he had gender confusion even when it came to animals.
Well, why wouldn't he?
The tomcat, she was named Bill, huh?
Yeah.
Why do you keep grabbing the phone? Anyway, we had an old tomcat. Her name was Bill. And I would go to work in the morning, and I would sit in my office, and sure enough, she'd come in and take, you know, relieve herself in her in his cat box, in her cat box. I was thinking that she was relieving herself in Missy's cat box. He had already had kittens.
Okay, that's fine, Frank. So then what happened?
All right, well, what happened was... this tomcat had come in, she'd relieve herself, and so there'd be the stench of this turd in my office while I'm trying to start my day and I'm trying to work. Well, the same thing goes with this comment about this Cynthia Pet Dante. If you don't say anything about him having three last names or two last names, it stinks like a turd until someone does something.
Yeah, someone's got to do something, Phil. someone, you can't just let it sit there and stink. I think that's a very good analogy.
You know, it never even occurred to me, and I think I'm speaking for a few people.
You see what he does?
Well, I got to say something. I love you, and most of the time you're right about Margaret, but you really, tonight, you're way...
What am I doing wrong?
You're butting in while she's trying to do a report.
Who's she?
My son.
Get him out of there, will you?
Give me the phone. Bill, I'm trying to do my report, okay? May I?
Go ahead.
I have to start all over again.
Go ahead.
Brad Jolie and Angelina Pitt, Angelina Pitt.
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina, God.
Hang on, will you?
Oh, okay, I'll hang on. You got a lot of nerve. You ruin something I worked very hard on, this report. And then you say, hang on, here. It's times like these, Phil, I wish I was a man, because I could unzip and say, hang on to this. But I can't.
No, you can't.
Except in Frank's mind, I'm a him. And
thanks. Yeah, get out of here. We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
I'm rude.
You understand, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Phil Hendry.